Here because you're curious. Maybe you've been following our story or our stories have crossed paths in the wilderness.
We believe in you and we believe in your story.
Listening to people's stories teaches us to love them instead of fear them. Proximity to those with different stories than ours breeds empathy and new understanding.
Your story matters to us. Some of you are weary and you need a safe space to question, to wander, and to wonder.
Some of you need a safe space to ask questions about your faith.
Some of you are part of the LGBTQ plus family and need a safe space to be you and to find family.
Maybe you've experienced trauma, loss, and you're looking for a place to find solidarity or understanding.
For whatever reason you find yourself in the wilderness, you matter to us. We see you and we are here with you.
We hope Love More, Less Fear proves to be an oasis for you.
Welcome to the wilderness. We kind of like it here. This podcast is recorded in our home, so sometimes you may get the sounds of home in our podcast, whether it's mini bikes going by outside or people walking by and shouting, or our cat coming in and out the cat door. Maybe we leave the dishwasher on. Who knows? It might sound like it's home sometimes. Welcome to Advent in the Wilderness, week 3. And third week of Advent is typically the week when churches and people around the world talk about love. So we're going to talk about love in the wilderness this week. So I have a few questions for you as we jump into this third week of Advent, and as we kind of are wandering through this a little bit together, trying to figure out how to feel possibly. We've talked about hope and we've talked about peace and in the midst of our grief and our loss, whatever that might be this time of year. And for some of us, maybe it's a loss of our traditional Christmas, everything that we've had. So there's so many different things that we could be lamenting this time of year that make Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, the holidays, make them something to endure instead of to just enjoy. So as we talk about love, I just have a few questions for you and for me. So you might have to take a second and think about these. You may want to hit pause after each question and stop and think and journal or whatever. So the first question I thought about was, when did you feel the most unloved? When did I feel the most unloved in my life? The next question that I thought about is, when did I feel the most unlovable? When do you feel, when have you felt the most unlovable? And then the last question that I thought about is, when did I feel the most unloving? The most unloving towards life, towards others? When do you feel the most unloving? Think about those three questions. Whatever the answers are to those, that's what Advent's about. That's why we talk about God becoming flesh and coming alongside of us. That's why Jesus Christ came, to let us know that I am loved. You are loved. I am lovable. You are able to be loved. You are lovable. And I can be loving again. And you can be loving again.
I think that really helps set the stage for what we're talking about this week, because I think each of us have those questions in our heads. Maybe we don't really talk about them, but now that you've raised those questions and we face them and we're thinking about them, it just brings a lot out. Somewhere in this last week of Advent, there is hope for a transition where grief and lament build into a renewed love for God, a renewed love for life, for others, as we understand more about this love of God for us. And maybe it even changes how we love ourselves, not being so stuck in shame or anger or pain, but learning to love ourselves as God loves us. Let's read a scripture that explains a bit about what we celebrate during these days of Christmas.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 in the New Testament of the Bible. That is why there's hope, and it's hope for love to break through. In the midst of darkness, a light breaks through. Not always as strong as we like it, not always the way that we like it, not always how we like it, but softly, humbly, and almost unnoticeably in the midst of darkness. And this is what we have hope for, right? In the midst of our grief and our lamenting and our loss, our whatever is going on in our lives, that a light will shine through and break through. And that's what Advent is about.
When you were talking about this passage in John, it just makes so much sense when we understand more about light and life coming through this young woman. The body of a teenage girl is bearing God. This is crazy stuff. John 14, 16 through 18 says it this way. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. And in another version, I love how it says, we have all received grace upon grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with Father, has made him known. It is time to accept this light, this love, a love so great that it drove God to us in human form, one of us, God with us, Emmanuel. We are no longer alone. God loved us so much. God became one of us. And this is the good news. I love the song, God with us, so close to us, God with us, Emmanuel. And then it has that part. One of my favorite songs, especially around Christmas, God with us, Emmanuel.
Richard Rohr, in his daily Center for Action and Contemplation readings, says it very well. He says, Jesus offered the world a living example of fully embodied love that emerged out of our ordinary, limited life situations. For me, this is the real import of Paul's statement that Jesus was born of a woman under the law. In Jesus, God became part of our small, homely world and entered into human limits and ordinariness and remained anonymous and largely invisible for his first 30 years. This fully embodied love is for us, then and now. And Richard Rohr continues by looking at a passage in the New Testament from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who was like us in every way, experienced every temptation, and never backtracked. He never backtracked on why he was here and that he wanted to be with us and how much he loved people and believed in people and loved that interaction. And he just wanted us to know God is with us in the wilderness. Love is with us in the wilderness. So my hope, because I kind of feel a transition happens in Advent, you know, somewhere in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, in the middle when we're talking and we're kind of dreading certain parts, or maybe we're really feeling our losses and different things. And then there's a transition that starts to happen in Advent where there's maybe the hope and the peace start to settle in, and the message of God being present with us starts to settle in on our lives.
Right.
And there's a little bit of that light that starts piercing through the darkness. And it's not the light at the end of the tunnel, which is a train coming to wipe us out or anything, but it's a light that starts shining and starts to give us some hope. It doesn't take away our grief. It doesn't take away our loss, our lament. I mean, the things that we've talked about is things are just different for us right now. And so it doesn't take any of those things away, but it gives us a little more depth to the hope and depth to the peace. And it gives us a little bit more of an ability to love again and to look and see each person as created in the image of God, light bearers of the image of God, to believe that they are, to believe that I am, and to believe that the light of the world wants to be with us and shine through us. And there's a transition that happens, and it's because of our grief and our lament that we're able to be more compassionate and be more present with people, and not as surface, but to have a deeper calling and kinship that creates and kindles that light in both of us and makes that light brighter. And so that love starts to transition us during the middle of Advent somewhere and starts pulling us, drawing us towards Christmas Day and a life of living Christmas Day. And so as we just contemplate love and light in the midst of all of our darkness and confusion and wandering in our wilderness, maybe this week, maybe that light will start piercing the darkness a little bit and warming your heart, your soul, your ability to be loved and know that you're lovable, and your desire to love again.
That wraps up our Love More Less Fear podcast today. If you would like to support the mission of Love More Less Fear, visit our website, lovemorelessfear.com, and find out how you can get involved with Love More Less Fear for as little as $5 per month. If you would like to discuss this podcast further or join our LGBTQ+ or Faith Questions community group, visit lovemorelessfear.com and become a member. Under the membership tab, you can sign up for the membership level that is right for you. Until our next Love More Less Fear podcast with Teresa and Ken, we encourage you to love more with less fear by listening to people's stories. Their stories count. Your story counts, and you are still writing it.
Let's do the song. You do the drummer boy point part. Ready?
Peace on! Bum, 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 bum.
Can it be?
Bum, 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 bum.
Peace from now. Perhaps we'll see.
Okay,
see
we need to
stop. See the day of glory. I don't know how the song goes. See the day when men
No, you need to stop.
Live in peace.
Live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? You do the barumpa bum bum. I know the other song.
Must be made aware.
No.
And then for the throat singers.
No. No. Barumpa
bum bum. Oh my goodness. To give all the love that he can.
Okay, that's enough.
I guess that part's gonna get cut.
Yep.
Maybe.
Sure as I start to follow all the starless nights, bring us choirs of angels and bells. You are the light, cause we're coming to the season that moves us to remember. Bring us smiles and faces from neighbors. Knowing you're with us.